Howard Cosell.
Eddie Rogers.
Well, hey there. Thank you, Howard. About 4 minutes after 6 o'clock at WXYZ. This is Dr. Boogie. Take two of these and boogie all night. Night Fever, Bee Gees. This is Eddie Rogers with you until 10 o'clock with the best music. WXYZ with Eddie Rogers taking care of your night fever until about 10 o'clock tonight. How you doing? Have you had a good day? Ooh, lovely, lovely. Bring on the blue skies every day. That's right. It's about 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Got a whole lot of music for you tonight. A lot of good stuff. And, da-da-da-da-da, I will be presenting Space Dust right on the radio in a matter of minutes. You know what I'm talking about? Well, see a thing in the Free Press today about the candy that effervesces as you eat. Well, you have to hear it to know what I'm talking about. We'll do that later. WXYZ at 611. Becoming cloudy tonight. Slight chance of rain towards morning. There go those blue skies. Right, windy tomorrow. Periods of rain and a chance of scattered thundershowers. High 62. Right now, 55 degrees at WXYZ. Yeah. It's about 17 minutes after 6 o'clock at WXYZ. I'm Eddie Rogers, the master of the music tonight. Here's Neil Diamond. WXYZ and Suleiman. That's Neil Diamond with Eddie Rogers, some 1970 vintage stuff. It's 6:21. How you doing? Well, I mentioned that space dust stuff. You know, I was on vacation down south in North Carolina last week. Ran into this stuff. I forget where. It's all over in that part of the country. I noticed today there's an article about it in the Free Press as well. So I brought in a packet of this stuff, and if you haven't heard about it, it's a candy that General Foods is distributing, and it's a lot like Kool-Aid. It's in a little packet like Kool-Aid. I'm looking at it now. It may be a little chunkier than Kool-Aid, but it's carbonated, and you can do a lot of things with it, and when you hear what it does, you'll see what I mean. The best thing to do, I think, is just to sprinkle it on your tongue, so... All right, I have a little bit there in my mouth, though. Is that heavy? Can you hear that? Now, that's happening in my mouth at this moment. That's, wow, that's incredible. That is, let's see, this is the cherry flavor. It is called Cosmic Cherry. As I said, there are a lot of possibilities for that. You cannot put it in water. You can put it on ice cream. I don't think it's going to be distributed in this area. Maybe by next summer, this stuff is still fizzing. I tried it on meatloaf tonight. Not much there either. Hey, bring out the best in your lawn and save $20 on the new Yardman Mulch Mow. Regularly $179.95. They're preseason priced at only $159.95. The Yardman Mulch Mow, the only dual-purpose mower. Feeds your lawn as it mulches, and it gives you the option of side bagging. The Yardman Mulch Mow. Stop by George's Air-Cooled Engine, Plymouth Road, west of Beach in Redford. Ask for Barb or Tom or K&M Service, 4th Street, north of West Road in Trenton, and ask for Mary. Distributed by Ideal Mower Sales. I gotta try some more of this stuff here. Oh, my mouth's on fire.
Yes, you're
WXYZ 628 Eddie Lodge's program. Wednesday night. How you doing? Here's Minnie Riperton and her bird, obviously. Loving you is all I'd like to do. WXYZ and Space Dust in the Wind. No, that's not static. I'm still eating that weird candy. Well, I'll get over it. Honk. WXYZ, Scarborough Fair. Oh, I remember the Cherokee County Fair, that's a different thing. We'll have to talk about that one. No, we can't. Anyway, hey, it's the Tell 12 Mall Boat Show, April 6th through the 16th. See the latest in power and sailboats. Open daily till 9, Sundays till 6. The Tell 12 Boat Show on Telegraph at 12 Mile in Southfield.
Rogers.
Hi-yo.
WXYZ.
When it comes to music, Detroit gets it at WXYZ. Here's Fleetwood Mac. Oh, what a day, right? Bluer than Linda Lovelace's mood ring, right? Becoming cloudy, however, tonight with a slight chance of rain towards morning, overnight low 38. Windy tomorrow, periods of rain and a chance of scattered thundershowers, high 62. Right now, 55 at WXYZ. Yeah, 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 yeah. WXYZ, the group is Radio. That's Jack and Jill. To me, the song sounds like a mixture between Stand by Sly and the Family Stone and TV2 is Yours. I mean, it's what it sounds like to me. 10 minutes to 7 o'clock with Eddie Rogers tomorrow morning, just ahead of sunrise on AM 1270. It's Dick Pertin and his crew. Tomorrow, his father-in-law will be a guest, and he's the doctor who introduced the nail through the head as a local anesthetic. Dick told me to say that. Give it a sunshine notion. WXYZ, 4 minutes to 7 o'clock. Eddie Rogers whistling through my navel here. No, that's Barry Manilow. WXYZ, Eddie Rogers. It's about 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. I looked around, thought someone was here. Those are flowers. What is this? Did Sasso die this afternoon and they left these? Here's Natalie Cole. XYZ. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock with Eddie Rogers. Tom Bigby, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. He started in radio in Tick Fall, Louisiana. Rough town. The cats would get hungry and hijack a cow. Yeah, he told me that. I washed my car today and brought it to work here. I hope the rain holds off until I can get it in the garage. Becoming cloudy tonight. Slight chance of rain towards morning. Overnight low 38. Windy tomorrow. Periods of rain. Chance of scattered thunder showers. High 62. Right now, 48 degrees. 50 at Detroit City Airport. It takes all kinds, right? What do they mean when they say that, right? I'm often introduced to people and they say, well, it takes all kinds. I have never figured that out. Probably something like they threw away the shovel after they made him. Anyway, where are we? 18 after 7 and WXYZ. It's the Yellow Electric Light Orchestra. It's alive. Da-da-da-da-da. WXYZ. It's alive. The living thing. By Playtex. 721 with Eddie Rogers. I got some bread coming on. I hang around for the bread. You can never get enough bread. Anyway, Yardman wants to save you money. During their preseason sale, you can save $100 on Yardman's Easy Rider. It's available with a 25 or 30-inch cutting deck, a 5 or 8-horsepower engine, and you save $60 on a rear bagging catcher. Regularly $130. I think I used to go with her. Yardman's Easy Rider, the dream machine. Don't delay. Save today at Acme Lawnmower, West 7 Mile, one block west of Blosher in Detroit. Just ask for Frank, or go to Saxton's Garden Center, West Ann Arbor Trail in Plymouth. Ask for Bill or Gordy. Distributed by Ideal Mower Sales.
Well, this morning I felt awful.
I bet when Richard Dreyfuss is in his car, he turns the radio loud when that comes on. Right? Goodbye, girl music. That was David Gates of Brit. 726, Eddie Rogers program, WXYZ, Levi Botox. I need him, Mama, right now. Don't we all? Yeah. WXYZ 732. Eddie in your ear. Wednesday night. Is this Wednesday? Yeah. Already. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway have another hit. It's been a while, but they're together and they're doing it right. Closer I get to you. WXYZ.
Eddie Rogers.
Hey, y'all.
You and WXYZ.
736. Music Radio. AM 1270. Daytime, nighttime, all the time. We got the music for you. It's Frampton by request and Warren. 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. I'm Eddie Rogers. How you doing? Wasn't today loverly? Well, becoming cloudy tonight. Slight chance of rain towards tomorrow morning. Overnight low about 38. Tomorrow, windy. Periods of rain. Chance of scattered thunder showers even. High 62. Rain should be ending tomorrow night. Then becoming partly sunny again on Friday. Let's cross our fingers. Right now, 48 degrees. 50 at Detroit City Airport. With blood, sweat, and tears at WXYZ. Almost 13 to 8 o'clock, I'm Eddie Rogers, and tonight at 10 o'clock is the David Newman program, heavy topic, two opposing views on Laetril. It's 10 o'clock, David Newman Show, right here at WXYZ. Let the mind fantasize. Come here, baby. Chicago and the Beach Boys together, wishing you were here at WXYZ. Your wishes come true. WXYZ, Chicago, with Eddie Rogers. It's about 9 minutes to 8 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, Dick Pertin and the whole crew will be here spreading it around just this side of sunrise. Seven times this side of breakfast, as we always say. Anyway, this week is your last to catch the Great Great Guys All-Star Baseball Count. That's right. This is the last week the G. Marotta Chevrolet in Garden City offers you a fabulous trip for two to the city of palm trees and sunshine. Stop at G. Marotta's now and count the number of baseballs loading in the dramatic new style 78 Monte Carlo. Guess the exact number of baseballs furnished by Acme Sporting Goods and Wilson, and the Great Great Guys could send you on an all-expense-paid vacation to the All-Star baseball game in San Diego. No purchase necessary. The winner must be at least 18 and a Michigan licensed driver. Right now is a great time to buy, so step into the major league at Gene Marolas with a huge selection of Chevrolets, on-the-spot financing, immediate delivery, and this Monday, April 10th, Dick Burton will be on hand to award the grand prize to the Great Great Guys All-Star Baseball Count winner. Don't stop short. Stop at Gene Marolas Chevrolet and check out the Great Great Guys All-Star team. Ford Road, just west of Merriman in Garden City. WXYZ, 3 minutes to 8 o'clock, Eddie Rogers. Wednesday night, at the Rita Coolidge. Turn the lights out, Mama.
Outside.
WXYZ, keeping the customer satisfied. Simon and Garfunkel play that for everybody down in the Woodward, Boston area. This is LeBlanc and Carr.
WXYZ.
Bring on Kathy Bree then, right? 6 minutes after 8 o'clock with Eddie Rogers. That's all you hear about, right? Sex, sex, sex. I've had enough to hear with sex. Not a long time, but it'll be like George Burns smoking a big cigar. Becoming cloudy tonight. Slight chance of rain toward morning. Overnight low 38. Windy tomorrow. Periods of rain. Chance of a scattered thundershower or two. High 62. And now 48 degrees. 50 at Detroit City Airport. WXYZ. WXYZ, Eddie Rogers here. How are you? Wednesday night time, I got the best for you. All the way to 10 o'clock is Lady Marmalade. Get down, sister. WXYZ, get your ya-ya here. That's right, yes. Got some Billy Joel for you next. 8:22 with Eddie Rogers every month. Plan to attend the Oakland County Legal Aid Society's public meetings on laws affecting you. Call 546-0388.
Here's an important
aside from our usual frustration. Like the lady from Ferndale who's spending her days with the Roto-Rooter man. They've been kind of sneaking around together. Or the fellow from Taylor who told us of a wild party last weekend said he woke up in the morning, all he had on was a t-shirt that said Legalize Ready Whip. Send in your profile now in a brown paper bag to Joe Sasso, WXYZ Box 1270, Detroit 48231. And I hope you'll join us in the afternoons. There's a lot going on AM 1270.
WXYZ.
Thank you, Joe. I understand Sasso took an intelligence test. One point higher, he would have been a box. How easy is it, Bill? Is Sunday morning easy? Well, that's what they say. Right on for Sunday mornings. WXYZ, the Commodores, with Eddie Rogers. WXYZ, 8:35, Wednesday night time with Eddie Rogers. Staying alive. Can always use a little mouth-to-mouth. Hook up, honey. WXYZ with Eddie Rogers. Well, I'm doing it again. You hear that sound? Sounds kind of like running water. Well, it's not. It's that space dust candy. I can't stay away from this stuff. Tickles your tongue. Where are we? Oh, I'm at work. I keep forgetting that. You have so much fun that you... Anyway, 22 till 9 o'clock. WXYZ. And Eddie Rogers in a wildfire song. Hope you're going to ride some wildfire. Sir Duke. On WXYZ, that was Stevie Wonder. It's about 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, Eddie Rogers program. I mentioned that space dust stuff again a minute ago. Somebody called up, Eddie, what are you talking about? It's this candy that they talked about in the Free Press today. It's not available here. It looks a lot like Kool-Aid in a little package like that, and you put it in your mouth and it sizzles and explodes. Now, remember I said there were a lot of possibilities. I look on the back of the thing and it says, share with friends. Well, you sprinkle it on your tongue, you know. Who's here to... Where's Kim, the guard? Or drive-in Debbie. Get somebody up here. WXYZ, Simon and Garfunkel, and El Condor Pasa. It's 7 minutes till 9 o'clock. When the use of alcohol or drugs interferes with your life, then you have a problem. Call the Substance Abuse Information Center at 751-5130 for free professional assistance. Dick Purton's on tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. I think he uses Valium to sprinkle on his salt on his breakfast.
I want that sinus.
WXYZ, 3 minutes till 9 o'clock with Eddie. Wednesday night time. Better be careful. Devil woman gonna get you from behind. That's where do you wear your love? WXYZ, 903. Always and forever. This is Heatwave. Oh, yeah. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, Eddie Rogers with you on Wednesday night. And we have run into a problem here at the station tonight. We're talking about this weird space dust candy that sizzles and explodes and pops and all that weird stuff in your mouth. Then we noticed on the back of the package it says, sprinkle some on your tongue. Then it goes on to say, share some with a friend. Well, that's the problem. See, there's Carl Paxton, there's Mike O'Neill, and I'm not interested. WXYZ, Eddie Rogers. We've got to come up with somebody to share this space dust with tonight. Really, I can't think of anybody in the building, but maybe Kim, the guard. Is Suzanne Jiha down in TV News? I don't know. Anyway, what can you do?
Hello, girl.
Cloudier than tears and coffee tonight. Slight chance of rain toward the morning hours. Overnight low 38. Windy tomorrow. Periods of rain. Chance of a scattered thundershower too. High 62. Rain ending tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny Friday. Right now 4-2 at XYZ. WXYZ. Linda Ronstadt. Gonna love you for a long, long time. Who can argue with that, right? It's 9:21. I got some Chuck Mangione coming up next. Maybe some Cat Stevens and the Bee Gees, too, so hang around, all right? If you can offer your help and your heart as a foster parent to a homeless child, call the Children's Aid Society. The number is 831-3300. WXYZ, almost 9:30, Wednesday night, as promised. Here comes the cat. Got any tender vittles? It's so very young. From Buddha and the Chocolate Box. Swap some sweat, huh? WXYZ, that was Night Fever, BG stuff, of course. 9:33 is Carly Simon.
Nobody.
Eddie Rogers.
Who, me?
You and WXYZ.
Me and you, yeah, in the dark. It's 9:37, AM 1270. We're Detroit's music, AM. Becoming cloudy around Detroit tonight. Slight chance of rain toward the morning hours. Low 38 overnight. Windy tomorrow. More rain. High 62. Right now, 42 degrees at WXYZ. 45 at Detroit City Airport. WXYZ. 14 till 10. With Eddie Rogers. Those are the Commodores and Sweet Love. Hey, we hope the slides are ready because we're going to show the slides of my vacation tomorrow night here at WXYZ, which is always a lot of fun. Embarrassing. WXYZ and Bobby Hebb.
Sonny.
WXYZ, I love you, Sonny. Love to love you. That's Bobby Hebb with Eddie Rogers. It's almost 8 minutes till 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 10, or usually it's about 6:10 or 6:15 till 10 o'clock in the morning. It's Dick Purton, ham and legs for breakfast.
No.
You're the biggest theatrical.
Yeah, keep that fire burning. I gotta go. David Newman program is next. Two opposing views on Leotril, the schedule program. David, tonight. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Proving again that weirdness can strike anywhere, anytime. Good night.
Early spring night in the Motor City. The eve, maybe, of the baseball season for the Tigers. How's your life?
WXYZ, Detroit.
Here's a song of summer. Well, a song of spring. Never have to say goodbye again. There's a spring song feeling to it. There's a spring feeling to it. Obviously, it has a song feeling. England Dan, John Ford Coley. It's Dave Lockhart with you. It's 104 this early Thursday morning. Paul Simon.
Slip, slide.
WXYZ AM 1270. Going down to Dixie, because this is really Dixie's time of the year. I mean, there is no better time to suck up the beauties of the South. WXYZ time, 11 after 1. 42 degrees, the temperature. First baseball final of the season, the Seattle Mariners' successful home opener at the... What's that called out there? The Dome where they play. The Seattle Dome. That's kind of the name. 3-2 over Minnesota, anyway. Two-run homer in the second inning off Dave Golds by Craig Reynolds.
There is nothing that...
Anyway, this way, baby, not this way. I am just a tiny little wind-blown morsel on the platter of life.
Always and forever.
Here's Heatwave, WXYZ.
Each morning.
WXYZ weather becoming cloudy. Slight chance of rain towards morning. Low temperature about 38. And then during the day, windy periods of rain, a chance of scattered thundershowers, and a high about 62, 63. Friday, partly sunny. High will be in the area of about 61 or 62 again. Currently in the Motor City, what I do with the temperatures? The temperature's 43 in Metro. In the city, it's also 43. No decision yet on the Tigers. I would imagine that with it being a sellout, they would make the decision fairly early in the day to make it as easy on everybody as possible. And it looks like a pretty bad forecast. You can help Channel 56, Detroit's public TV station, by donating items to be auctioned in the great TV auction. Call 873-7200. You hear Joe Sasso? Afternoon. At 2, every day, Monday through Saturday on AM 1270. Mary Wells. My guy, WXYZ, that's Mary Wells. It's Dave Lockhart with you. Our temperatures will probably be going up through the night because they're warmer in the western part of the state. It's 46 in Lansing, 48 in Grand Rapids, 49 in Grand Rapids. Jackson, 48. Ours is now 43. Magic time of the year for golfers and would-be golfers, Masters. Masters time beginning today. Pistons lost to Philadelphia 126-115. Fourth straight Piston loss. Chris Ford was high with 20. 76ers were led by Irving and McGinnis. Denver beat New Jersey. NHL, the Wings and the Cleveland Barons tied. The Red Wings had a 4-1 edge and then blew it. They are now non-winners in the last four games. Flag and Hathaway. Sounds like a haberdashery, doesn't it? Yeah, closer I get to you, WXYZ, it's 43 degrees, low tonight 38. Maybe not, maybe it's going to rise through the night. 62 will be our high later today, but periods of rain throughout the day. This is Detroit's Alice Cooper, you and me. Alice Cooper, WXYZ. You ready for some salvation? Neil Diamond, just for you, from AM 1270. Sunday, April 30, join the March of Dimes Superwalk 78. Call 863-3000 for info on the Superwalk. 863-3000. WXYZ weather, chance of rain towards morning, low 38. Windy, periods of rain during the day. Chance of thundershowers, high 62. Not a very optimistic forecast for a baseball game, unfortunately. Good temperature, though. Friday, partly sunny, high 58 to 62. It'd be a perfect day. Currently, it's 43, both at Metro and in the city. Temperature up a degree in the last hour. High during the day was 57. Around the clock, your favorites on AM 1270. Barry Manilow, WXYZ. Cannot smile without you, babe. Dave Lockhart with you. Thursday morning, Linda. Carpenters, Wings and the Barons tied. Philadelphia beat the Pistons, and the exhibition season's over. It's officially here. Baseball, Seattle beat Minnesota 3-2. News time, 1:55.
President Carter apparently is...
Pretty simple. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody. Yvonne Elliman from Saturday Night Fever. The banana band that struck again, Pittsburgh police say the band that walked into a clothing store yesterday held his weapon in a bag and thrust it at the clerk, demanding the cash. After he got the money, he asked the clerk if she'd eaten lunch, threw the bag at her. Inside was a banana. It's happened before. Oh, she's nice, isn't she? Olivia Newton-John, soon to make her movie debut in Greece with John Travolta. John does all right with good-looking co-stars. Maria Victor has a real crush on Jerry Marinucci. The story comes from near Philadelphia. She's called him 1,400 times. She's 23 years old. He's 44. He's a guard at the Montgomery County Prison. He called her at home 400 times in 1 week. He had his telephone number changed. She started calling him at the prison 800 times in 12 days at extremely inconvenient hours. He finally went to the police. She was arrested, pleaded guilty to harassment. That's really a crush. WXYZ, the Eddie Rogers Place, evenings at 6. Chance of rain towards mornings. The forecast, low 38. During the day, windy, periods of rain, high 62. Maybe a thundershower. Friday, partly sunny, high about 60, maybe higher. 43 right now. We have your WXYZ Emotion. Samantha Sang and the Bee Gees. Fellow glamorous personages. Is the Oscar winner.
First game of the baseball season.
King Dome, Seattle. It was the Mariners over Minnesota last night. 3-2. Here's Jim Croce. WXYZ Jim Croce. Accounting Aid Society, ready to help low-income families prepare their tax returns. For info on this free service, call 224-6904. A legend will be in Ann Arbor tonight, Thursday night. Ella Fitzgerald performing at Hill Auditorium. The chances to see Ella become, you know, slimmer and slimmer. She's getting close to retirement. Detroit Symphony will be at 4 tonight. Mel Torme at Music Hall. Tigers host Blue Jays this afternoon, of course. They hope to, anyway. The weather may not cooperate. The Red Wings will be hosting Pittsburgh. That season opener at the King Dome in Seattle last night. Joe DiMaggio threw out the first ball. Old Jolton Joe, the legend for the Yankees. Seems misplaced, somehow like he's in a foreign country to be in Seattle. Probably selling Mr. Coffee's. 234 WXYZ. This is Dave Lockhart with you on AM 1270. Temperature's 43. Should be about 62 for a high today. 57 yesterday. It's a pretty nice day. It was a gorgeous day. You have something you can share with the mentally retarded. That's yourself. WXYZ suggests you become a citizen advocate. Call Macomb County Association for Retarded Citizens. 949-0151. Wings in Cleveland tied last night 5-5. Philadelphia beat the Pistons. Wings and the Pistons both will end their regular seasons at home on Sunday. They got a couple more games before then, though. You left me here. La Junta, Colorado, a guy was fined, was arrested, as a matter of fact, for breaking into jail and handing out food to prisoners. He came there Saturday, said he went to preach the gospel, was turned away, finally went around the back of the jail and broke into jail through a window. He was handing out bread and raw hamburger. That's no real favor, I guess, that he stole it from the jail kitchen when the deputies found him. Every month, plan to attend the Oakland County Legal Aid Society's public meetings on laws affecting you. Call 546-0388. WXYZ. The weather, chance of rain towards morning, low 38. And during the day, windy, periods of rain, chance of thundershowers, high 62. Friday, partly sunny, high 58 to 62. Right now, 43 at Metro, 42 in the city, from AM 1270, where the music's getting better all the time. Johnny Mathis, Denise Williams, too much, too little, too late. WXYZ, it's Jesse Coulter. I am not Lisa. It's a beautiful song. Kind of song they sing this time of the year down in the mountains of Tennessee. Those with broken hearts, that is. You know, when the use of alcohol or drugs interferes with your life, then you have a problem. Call Substance Abuse Information Center. Telephone number 751-5130 for professional assistance. West Coast final of the NBA, Seattle beat Houston, 113-100. And in the NHL, it was St. Louis over the Kings, 3-2, is that final? Yeah, that's right, 3-2 was the final. Red Wings will be hosting the Penguins tonight. Wings tied Cleveland last night. Penguins beat Minnesota, Montreal over Toronto. And the Pistons, who lost to Philadelphia last night, will be at Madison Square Garden tonight to meet the Knicks. Hi, this is Dick Frank. Mild night, 43 degrees. News time, 2:55. WXYZ, you can count on me. Jefferson Starship, Marty Ballin. This is Major Harris. Love Won't Let Me Wait. Beautiful song for night. Our temperature holds at 43. Pretty mild. I guess for the first week of April, that's pretty nice temperature to have. America's number one record. The Bee Gees. 809. Carly Simon time. You can offer your help and your heart as a foster parent to a homeless child. Called Children's Aid Society, 831-3300. WXYZ weather, chance of rain towards morning, low 38. During the day, windy, periods of rain, chance of thundershowers, high 62. Friday, partly sunny, high between 58 and 62. It's currently 43 at Metro, 42 in the city. Rain about 100 to the west. Hello, Sally. Lay down to talk to you. Eric Clapton, WXYZ. Dave Lockhart with you Thursday morning. Maybe this is opening day. Maybe. State Crisis Center looking for volunteers to be trained for phone counseling. If you're interested, 545-5926. Birthdays on the 6th of April, Lowell Thomas is 86 today. Merle Haggard is 41. The Mormon Church is 148 years old. Wings tied the Cleveland Barons last night 5-5. Red Wings had a 4-1 edge, which they blew. Of course, they didn't blow the game, though. They are winless, though, in the last four games. Pistons lost to Philadelphia 126-115. Pistons will be at New York to meet the Knicks tonight. The Wings will be at home to host the Penguins. They report out of the difficulties of working at night, the difficulties with your biological clock, the difficulties with social life, the difficulties with when do you eat, what do you eat. It all adds up to working, other than during the daytime, is difficult. It's tough. Wonderful World, WXYZ, Garfunkel, Taylor, and Simon. Gateway Crisis Center, looking for volunteers to be trained for phone counseling. You can help, 545-5926. By the way, if you're interested in concerned with our environment and you want to do something about it, call Common Ground, 645-9676. 645-9676. WXYZ! It's 339 WXYZ. Time. You work the night shift? How long do you sleep during the day? Most people who work the night shift say they can't sleep much more than 4 or 5 hours. And the sleep they have then is fitful. In other words, you spend almost all your life being tired. Yeah? Ever since I met you. WXYZ weather, chance of rain towards morning, low 38. During the day, windy, periods of rain, chance of thundershowers, high 62. Friday, partly sunny, high 58 to 62. It's currently 43 at Metro, 42 in the city. Rain in south central Michigan, also the western part of the state. My love. Call Metro Detroit Convention and Visitors Bureau, the What's Line. Find out what's happening. 259-1911. 259-1911. The What's Line. Gladys Knight, the Pimps. Too much. If she were any better, people would die listening to her. Gladys Knight, the Pips. News time, 3:55.
President Carter may not be ready.
The Beatles, of course. WXYZ. This is Dave Lockhart with you. Of course. It's 4:05. Firefall. WXYZ, you are the woman. Firefall. Take an extra step for the sake of our environment. Call Redford Township, 531-3110 for info on their recycling center. Bee Gees. WXYZ, it's 411. The temperature's 42. Did you ever hear the name Irvin Nyerenzi? I don't think I'm saying that right. Nyerenzi. It's a hard name to say, obviously, for me. He was proclaimed a genius at 15 and a piano virtuoso at 18, but that was 50 years ago, and he suddenly disappeared, unable to bear the strain of a burgeoning career. Well, now Saturday Review says the Hungarian-born artist has been found living in poverty in San Francisco, but with more than 700 works composed since he dropped out of the headlines 50 years ago. Magazine says he still is shy. He was so overprotected, in fact, by doting parents that at the age of 18, he was unable to tie his own shoelaces. But he's agreed to play now for a taping session under a Ford Foundation grant. Rediscovered after 50 years. WXYZ. So you see, there's still hope for you and me. Somebody's going to find us someday. Hey, we're over here. Don't stop. This is Fleetwood Mac. From WXYZ AM 1270, where you hear the Tom Bigby Show. Mornings at 10. WXYZ weather, chance of rain towards morning, low 38. During the day, windy, periods of rain, high of 62. Chance of thundershowers, too. For Friday, partly sunny, high 58 to 62. It's currently 42 at Metro and in the city.
Lady Love.
Lou Rawls, my lady love, on WXYZ. Burton Cummings, stand tall. Burton Cummings. WXYZ, stand tall. Redford Township, 531-3110. That's the number for their recycling center. 531-3110. Startling indication of how health has improved, how the medical profession has changed our lives. Caruso, did you know, was the 18th child of 21 children. He was the first to live beyond infancy. That's incredible, isn't it? Interesting biography of Caruso last night on the intermission at Channel 56. It's 425, WXYZ, 42 degrees. A place to hear the Joe Sasso Show. Afternoons at 2. AM 1270, WXYZ, that's Andy Gibb. This is Rita Coolin. Following the investigation into the validity of the Howard Hughes will, the Melvin Dumar will, can you imagine the agony that jury is going through? He was born in the 37 WXYZ time. You can help Channel 56, Detroit's public TV station, by donating items to be auctioned to the Great TV Auction Campaign. Call 873-7200. 873-7200. It's 42 degrees. Dave Lockhart with you this Thursday morning. But maybe opening day for the Tigers, but maybe not. Heavy rain is a possibility. WXYZ, it's 441. Wednesday was Arbor Day in South Korea, and President Park celebrated the national holiday by donning a golf cap and planting a few trees. There were 3 million people joining in the planting around the country, though. 37 million trees and seedlings were planted yesterday in South Korea. The president said the dense forests are a symbol of wealthy national strength. I'd like to see more evergreen trees around here to help us through the winter a little more close to beauty. The wintertime can be pretty drab. Well, right now it can be pretty drab, too. We're right in the in-between time when all the snow is gone and a lot of the debris is still here, and the beauty of spring has yet to come. It's kind of an ugly time. Daytime, nighttime, all the time. AM 1270. You are never alone. Billy Preston, you take nothing for nothing, you ain't got a whole lot. WXYZ. WXYZ, that's Heat Wave. Sunday, April 30, join the March of Dimes Superwalk 78. Call 863-3000 for info on the Superwalk. Pistons lost last night to the Philadelphia 76ers, 126-115. That's four straight losses for the Pistons. They meet the Knicks at Madison Square Garden tonight. NHL, the Wings had a 4-1 lead, but they blew it, had to settle for a tie with Cleveland, 5-5, two goals by McCourt. The Wings are now winless in four games. They'll be hosting the Penguins tonight. American League Baseball began last night. Major League Baseball began. Seattle beat Minnesota 3-2 at the King Dome. 45,000 fans on hand. A two-run homer by Craig Reynolds was the big blow for Seattle. Listen, that's not very exciting, is it, for the Major League Baseball team, a Major League season to begin in Seattle? Well, I guess it's all right. It's got to begin someplace. Joe DiMaggio was there to throw out the first ball. The Tigers, maybe, this afternoon. Depends on the weather, and the forecast is not good. It's a chance of rain towards this morning, and the rain is in the south central part of the state now. Low 38. During the day, windy, periods of rain, chance of thundershowers, high 62. And for Friday, partly sunny, high between 58 and 62. Currently, it's 42. Having Aid Society ready to help low-income families prepare their income tax returns. For info on this free service, call 224-6904. 224-6904. Tony Orlando, Detroit's Dawn. He don't love you, WXYZ. It's 42 degrees, high today about 62. WXYZ News Time, 455.
Some of the leaders of big labor.
WXYZ. Hear the Eagles. On the Dave Lockhart Show for this Thursday morning. Hotel California. Thursday, the 6th of April. Maybe it's opening day for the Tigers. The weather has a lot to do with that, and the weather forecast is not promising. And if it looks the least bit threatening because of the size of the turnout expected at the Tiger Stadium, they'd probably be conservative and call the game early if they're going to call it, if it looks that bad. Because you don't want that many people hanging in the air, 55,000. Tigers, when they do open, will open, of course, with the Bird, fully recovered from the knee injury and the sore arm. Second base shortstop combination, Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell are also in the lineup. Ralph Houck intends to use, he says, Phil Mankowski to replace Aurelio Rodriguez at third, says he'll platoon at several positions during the early going. 508, the Motor City. Maureen McGovern, WXYZ, the morning after. Now, you have something you can share with the mentally retarded, and that something is yourself. Become a citizen advocate. Call Macomb County Association for Retarded Citizens, 949-0151. Pistons lost last night. The Wings tied. Lay down, Sally. Eric Clapton, WXYZ. WXYZ, that's Lay Down, Sally, obviously. Eric Clapton from WXYZ AM 1270. California State University at Long Beach has a new queen for the Mardi Gras Festival. She says the popularity that got her the crown can be a burden. Pearl Taylor says, so many students call me by name, and I'm a little embarrassed that I can't remember them all. The Queen is a second-year student in travel studies. She is also 90 years old. Knocking on Heaven's Door. Bobby Dylan from AM 1270. You know, every month you can plan to attend the Oakland County Legal Aid Society's public meetings on laws affecting you. Call 546-0388. 546-0388. WXYZ, it's 520. It's Martha and the Vandellas. Gonna do some dancing in the streets. Some great memories. Here's the new revision from the Weather Service, the WXYZ Weather flash flood watch until 6 p.m. tonight. Windy, periods of rain, chance of thunder showers, and some may be locally heavy. And because of that possibility of the locally heavy thunder showers, the flash flood watch. High of 57. Friday, partly sunny, high of 57, bringing those temperatures down a little bit. Currently, it's 41 at Metro. In the city, it's 40 degrees.
Was a hot afternoon.
Orlando attend Oakland County Legal Aid Society. Public meetings on laws affecting you. Call 546-0388. He's Barry Manilow. I could buy cargo space aboard the first 16 flights of the space shuttle that would go up sometime about a year from now. And among those who have bought to purchase cargo space is Close Encounters producer and writer Steven Spielberg. Sing. Those in the news in the Free Press last couple of days, the pictures of the tigers have been new inventive pictures. Pictures that their own photographers have taken. So oftentimes in the past, both papers would use the stock photos that the PR department of the tigers would send down that always look the same and boring. WXYZ, this is Japanese millionaires put up $45 million to stage a Beatles reunion in Liverpool. How does anybody come up with $45 million? Just like that. WXYZ Time, 5:52. The Major League Baseball season opened last night in, of all places, Seattle. In the King Dome, 45,000 fans. Jolting Joe DiMaggio threw out the first ball. And it was Seattle with a successful home opener. 3-2 victory over Minnesota. NBA, Philadelphia beat the Pistons last night. Fourth straight loss for the Pistons. And the Red Wings had a 4-1 lead. They blew it. Had to settle for a tie with the Cleveland Barons. The weather, flash flood watch for today until about 6 tonight. It'll be windy, periods of rain, chance of thunder showers, and some of those thunder showers could be locally heavy. And if they are, that's the reason for the flash flood watch. 57 will be the high expected today. Friday, partly sunny, high again about 57. Currently, it's 41 at Metro, and in the city, it's 40 degrees. High Wednesday was 57. Take a look at the nation's weather in a couple of minutes. Probably because of the pressure of so many people wanting to show up because it's a sellout at Tiger Stadium. The decision to not hold the game, if it is made, will be made fairly early this morning. And it looks like if the really and truly the heavy showers are on their way, and it appears they are, there won't be a game.
Worn out shoppers.
You know, there are 24 Midas shops in the greater Detroit area. Check the white pages under Midas for the shop nearest you. Midas. WXYZ AM 1270. This is Dave Lockhart with you. It just occurred to me, mentioning that Joe DiMaggio threw out the first ball at the King Dome last night. Probably a lot of kids hear that, and they say, hey, that's really fantastic. Can you imagine Mr. Coffee? I didn't know he was interested in baseball. So for you kids who didn't know who Joe DiMaggio was, let me tell. It's hard to believe that Joe DiMaggio is famous because he was married to Marilyn Monroe. He used to work someplace in New York. Here's the traveler's weather for around the nation. It'll be rainy in this part of the country, all throughout this part of the country. Same storm that dumped 2 inches of rain in Nebraska yesterday. It'll be sunny, however, in the Sun Belt. They had record temperatures in Georgia and North Carolina. In Augusta today for the Masters, it'll be sunny and a high of 82. Oh, it'll be nice. Chicago will be rain in 66. Cincinnati rain in 67. New York sunny in 58. Washington partly sunny 63. Atlanta sunny in 84. New Orleans partly sunny 85. Phoenix windy in 82. Los Angeles cloudy in 66. Our forecast is for showers, possibly heavy. And if in fact they are heavy, there is the possibility of flash floods. Therefore, flash flood watch until 6 tonight. Celebrity birthdays today. Lowell Thomas is 86. Merle Haggard is 41. The Mormon Church is celebrating its 148th birthday. Your birthday today, best returns. Tom has the news. The Dick Burton program right after the news. This is Dave Lockhart. You have a happy
Friday morning is broken. It's 9 after 6, cloudy and 41 degrees. Not a bad temperature. The trouble is going to have some rain today, and flash flooding is a possibility and all that good stuff. And the trouble is it's opening day. It's about 10 after 6. Time does march on fastly here, doesn't it? It's time, first of all, to get away from it from Eastern Airlines. Yeah, it's 12 after 6, 6:12, and the American Baseball League opener, Seattle 3, Minnesota 2 last night. In the NBA, the Pistons lost. Doesn't matter anymore to Philadelphia, 126-115. However, in hockey, here's what happened. The Wings tied Cleveland 5-5, even though the Red Wings had a 4-1 edge in the game. They have not won in four games now. Two goals by Dale McCourt, goals also by Paul Wood, Dennis Hextall, and Wright. Who is Wright? Larry Wright? I think it's Larry Wright. But anyway, what happened also elsewhere is that L.A. got beat by St. Louis 3-2, so the Red Wings now are tied with L.A. for second place and both with 74 points, I believe it is. And the Red Wings will host Pittsburgh. That'll be tonight down at Olympia. So if they beat Pittsburgh, and I'm not sure if LA is playing or not, I'll look that up, find out if they are. In fact, they might say it right here. No, it doesn't, but it'll say it somewhere. Nevertheless, it's 12 after 6 on WXYZ. Got a flash flood watch from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Periods of rain, occasional thunderstorms locally. Heavy rain, flash flooding possible, becoming windy. High today should be about 58 or so. Yes, emotion, Samantha saying. It's now 6:16.
Better.
Gee, really, it sounds divine. 8,000 chances to win $1 million. Your chances are as good as ever. And it's 6:17 right now. Cloudy, 41 degrees. Well, what kind of day today, an opening day? First of all, I understand it's a sellout at Down Tiger Stadium. Secondly, will they get to play the game? Because periods of rain, occasional thunderstorms, locally heavy rain, flash flooding possible, becoming windy, high today, upper 50s. Gorgeous sunrise this morning. Lou, did you see that sunrise?
Yeah.
Just beautiful sunrise. It looks like a Gone with the Wind painting in the sky. But we're going to have lots of clouds and apparently lots of rain.
Think about this.
All right, this week enjoy Choice Blade Chuck Roast. Only 79 cents a pound. Sold, as a roast only. Flavorful Chuck Roast. Only 79 cents a pound over at Chatham right now. 7:18. Wait a minute, I get it right. 6:18. 6:18. Thank you. 41 degrees right now. Great day already. All right, it's cloudy and 41 degrees. Flash flood watch till 6 p.m. tonight. Periods of rain, occasional thunderstorms, locally heavy rain with flash flooding possible, becoming windy, high in the upper 50s. As far as opening day, we just don't know yet. Yeah, it's 6:25 in the morning, and that is it, if you know what I mean. That by Neil Diamond, WXYZ. Temperature here is 41. The high today will be in the upper 50s. Yesterday's high, they used to give us that information. They don't do that much anymore. Probability of rain and percent, by the way, is 100% today, 50% tonight. It's now 6:26. If you can offer your help and your heart as a foster parent to a homeless child, call the Children's Aid Society at 831-3300. Now, when your family stops asking what's for dinner and starts asking when are we going to eat out again, it's time to add some fun and new ideas to your cooking. The easiest, most economical way for you to do that is with Prince Pasta. Prince Pasta has more variety of cuts than any other pasta, and it's made with 100% Durum semolina, the best you can buy. Only Prince Spaghetti comes with a portion control panel right on the box, so you measure out the right amount every time. Never too much, never too little. Prince Macaroni can make the most ordinary salad, especially of the house, or make soup come alive and casseroles, too. Prince Lasagna, for example, now adds a new twist to your cooking because it's firm and light and yet tender enough to roll up into instant manicotti. Start your family asking, what's for dinner? Ladies and gentlemen, again, and Louis, you can give me 159. Thank you. Start your family asking what's for dinner again, and cut yourself in on a good deal with Prince Pasta. Remember, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. And incidentally, we'll be tomorrow at the Oakland Mall. That'll be the Oakland Mall tomorrow at 12 noon. I guess we'll get there about 11:30 for the Italian recipe contest. We're going to have a little taste off. We have 15 people bringing out those Italian recipes out of all the hundreds we got. We just had to make a drawing, and we did, and notify the 15 people. They said they would all be there tomorrow with their Italian recipes. And I imagine some of those people are already cooking them. Wouldn't you figure? I mean, some of those recipes do take a while. And we'll have our Italian judges, Joe Baccarella and Joe Sasso, plus Sal Bandanicio will be there, plus myself. Plus we've got some other Italian gentlemen, Coleman Young and Red Jameson, I was mentioning. Plus, we've got Paul Marks, I understand, from the Prince Macaroni Company is coming out also. He's bringing 300 Superonis with him, and which is a product they have, allegedly. And he's going to give them away to people, the first 300 people who just stand around and watch. So, and of course, the contestants, the main prize will be a food processor, something I've heard a lot about, which apparently is like a food, like a blender, only it costs a lot more. And that'll be the main prize, plus there will be all kinds of prizes for the contestants, the 15 people. Tomorrow at the Oakland Mall, so if you make it by for lunch there, stop by, you might as well do some taste testing, just like we will. It's 6:28 here in the morning. Alrighty, it's 6:28 and a half now, and again, the temperature is 41, and it's cloudy outside. The Wings tied 5-5 last night. The Pistons lost last night, and the Red Tigers will try to do it today. This is opening day, a day we have long awaited. However, it will be somewhat rainy.
What you're saying?
Incidentally, the guys at the Detroit News are listening. I did get the paper this morning. I'm very concerned because they were not getting the morning paper, at least out in this particular area here. And so we got some sweet rolls instead yesterday from the guys in the news. So we got the paper. I'll tell you, it wouldn't be a bad deal. We worked, you know, every other day. Sweet rolls news, but they probably won't go for it. Anyway, here's the news at 6:30 from WXYZ in Detroit, huh?
It's 41 degrees.
Too much, too little, and too late. By Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams on WXYZ, 21 to 7 is the time. Dick Purton, cloudy, 41. Flash flood watch from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. p.m. Now, regarding that flash flood, we just went over that with the news. I'll cover that again, of course, in about 5 minutes or so. Sports coming up. Oh, yes. If you like yogurt, you're going to love Yoplait yogurt. It's the yogurt that not only tastes delicious, but also feels delicious. Its unique texture makes Yoplait the only yogurt with a taste you can feel. Yoplait is natural yogurt, available in plain and 7 real fruit varieties. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, blueberry, orange, lemon, and apple. You'll find Yoplait at your grocers in the upside-down cone-shaped carton. Pick some up today and see if you don't agree. Yoplait feels so good to eat. Yoplait. And I'll go to the Channel 2 thing.
This is Joe Glover.
Why, thank you, Joe. So they're changing things around, huh? Okay, that is starting. I mean, let's see here. Am I supposed to end that thing or not? Next week on your TV2 News at 5:30, nobody does it better. Oh. 19-7 WXYZ. I tell you, some of the advertising for radio and television stations in this town is unbelievable. Anyway, it's 41 degrees and flash flood watch from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We know all about that. The sports now in the air brought to you by Detroit Radiator with 6 locations serving the Metro Detroit area. The Tigers start playing for real today. They open the regular season against the Blue Jays at the Tiger Stadium. Ralph Houk is going with the bird, as we know. And it'll be Dave LeMond checking the mound, who's a former Tiger for the Blue Jays of Toronto. They expect 55,000. It's a sellout. Down there. The trouble is the weather. It's, heavy rain today. 100% chance of, is what they say. And Ralph Houk will have his right-handed lineup in the field for today's opening game. It's going to be Ron LaFleur in center. He'll be the leadoff man, followed by Phil Mankowski at third base, because he's better against right-handers. Better hitter anyway than Aurelio. Rusty Staub, DH, is third. Jason Thompson, first base, bats cleanups. Then Steve Kemp is batting fifth. He'll be in left field. Tim Corcoran won the right field job. He'll be in right field and will bat sixth. Milt May, the catcher, 7. Sweet Lou Whitaker at second base is 8. And Alan Trammell at shortstop is batting 9. So he's going with those young kids. They're each 20, I believe. That is Trammell and Sweet Lou. We're going to be one of those stadiums now in the country that goes, Lou. The Red Wings return home tonight to face the Penguins of Pittsburgh. They tied with the Barons at 5 last night. The Wings held a 4-1 lead of that game at one point, but couldn't hold it. The Barons came back to get the tie. Right winger Chuck Arnonson scored in a 15-foot shot from the left wing late in the third period, and that knotted it for Cleveland. Paul Woods, Larry Wright, Del McCourt, he had 2, as a matter of fact, scored the wing goals. Hextall scored Detroit's lone second period goal, Dennis did, and McCourt beat Cleveland goalie Gilles Meloche for his second goal of the evening and his 33rd of the season in the final period. So that's what happened in hockey, except for these scores here. We had Atlanta 4-2 over the New York Rangers. Montreal beat Toronto 6-3. Chicago 4-4 with Colorado. And St. Louis 3, Los Angeles 2, which means the Red Wings are back into a second-place tie with Los Angeles. And I can't find if L.A.'s playing tonight. It's got to be here somewhere, but I can't find it. Now, turning to basketball, the Pistons are in New York tonight to take on the Knicks. Last night, they lost to Philadelphia 126-115. Dr. J and George McGinnis combined for 55 points in that game. Chris Ford was high for the Pistons with 20, ML Carr 18. Shumate and Al Skinner had 14 each. In basketball scores from yesterday, these are in the NBA, of course. Atlanta 87, Buffalo 74, Washington 125, LA 119, Denver 129, New Jersey 121, and Seattle beats Houston 113-100. A U.S. squad routed the Cuban team in basketball 109-64 in the first round action of the World Invitational Basketball Tournament in Atlanta, Georgia. Earlier, Yugoslavia downed the Soviet Union 97-79. The round robin competition resumes Friday at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The Detroit Express played a soccer exhibition game against the Flint All-Stars last night, and the Detroit Express blanked them by the score of 2-0. They had 5,000 fans at Flint's Atwood Stadium last night. Not bad for an exhibition game. At Hazel Park yesterday, A.J. Foyt was there as his 3-year-old horse, Poker Joker, scored an easy victory in the fourth race. That's the sports. Now we have a sports sponsor, do we? Who did I say the sports is? Oh, yes, Detroit Radiator. And here they are here. Whoops, hello there, at about 16 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning.
Detroit Radiator. Weather hits. Think Detroit Radiator, your air conditioning specialist.
All righty, that is the sports brought to you by Detroit Radiator. And it's now 14 and a half to 7. Yeah. See, I should know those things. 14 to 7, here's Jackie DeShannon. Put 11 year high with Jackie DeShannon. Boy, I hadn't heard from Jackie in a long time. He was on the original Beatles tour many years ago. I know that because Tom Clay told me. It's 11 minutes to 7 WXYZ time. Derry Hudson's record department sale now in progress. Prices start at $3.99 and $4.52 for LPs, $4.92 for tapes. Shop Hudson's record departments for all of your music needs. Now at bargain prices. Records start at $3.99 and $4.52. Tapes start at $4.92. Don't miss out on these sale prices now at your Hudson's record department. Thank you. It's 9 minutes to 7. All righty, it's 7 to 7, and time is running out to have your income tax return prepared. The tax consultants in Montgomery Ward's know how to cope with the new tax laws and reforms and forms. They can and will save you money. Ward's Tax Service is open 7 days a week and evenings except Sunday, and there are income tax centers in all Detroit area Ward stores. Avoid the last-minute rush and visit the one nearest you now. And remember, at Montgomery Ward's, you can charge it. Cloudy and 41. We have a flash flood watch till 6 p.m. tonight, which means some of the low-lying streams and the usual flood areas may flood over today because we have a 100% chance of rain. 6.5 to 7 o'clock. That's Jefferson Starship, Gracie Slick, and her wonderful group doing Count on Me. That's from the Earth album. See, I get the impression I know all this stuff. I heard somebody else say that one time. Anyway, it's 4 to 7 WXYZ time with Captain Showbiz. Cloudy and 41 degrees. High today should be in the upper 50s. Becoming windy with lots of rain. Glad somebody does. Thank you. That's Midas Mufflers, ladies and gentlemen. And I have an ending for that here somewhere, too. There are 24 Midas dealers in the greater Detroit area. Check the white pages under Midas for the shop nearest you. Just checking the WXYZ vacation schedule. Here's where Tom Bigbee is going away on vacation in a couple of weeks. While he's gone, sitting in for him will be the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We have, don't forget now, incidentally, Joe Sasso in the afternoon, 2 to 6, followed by Eddie Rogers. And tonight, David Newman will talk with George, who is that? George Day, I guess it is, HUD property officer, and some guy from Harmony Village, Village Housing, rather. And it'll be about HUD and Detroit housing and urban development and all that kind of stuff. So if that kind of you get into that, then that's the show for you tonight. 10 to 1, we're listening right now. A couple of minutes till 7 o'clock in what is expected to be a rainy day. A World Without Love and Peter and Gordon. Yeah, I forgot to mention here, I didn't even notice, David Newman tonight has got David Rorvik on the air. He's the guy who wrote the book about cloning, you know, so he'll be on the air tonight, too, with David from 10 to 1 o'clock tonight. Right after the news, we'll have, of course, Judy Collins singing Send in the Clones. Well, it's time for the news at 7 a.m. That's Judy Collins from Stephen Sondheim's Little Night Music and Send in the Clowns. What a song. Well, it's 7:11 WXYZ time, and Dwayne Dole in the orchestra right there, and it's a big day, a day late, 41 degrees cloudy, flash flood warning till 6 p.m. tonight, periods of heavy rain with occasional thunderstorms, locally heavy rain, flash flooding possible, becoming windy, high today in the upper 50s, and it is starting to rain right
now. Ice cream sink?
Thank you. It's 7:15 WXYZ time. Tom Ryan just back from Florida. How you doing, Tom? You're looking great.
What horrible weather you have.
Now you sound like Tom Bigbee. What's going on? You got a great tan.
Down in
great
Florida.
Great tan. Weather was good, huh?
I was there from Saturday through yesterday.
I know you were.
Never got below 77, and sunshine every single day. Not one cloudy day, not one rainy day.
That's nice. That's nice.
It was really super. Yeah. Not a big crowd either.
How's Joan? Did you take your wife with you, or did she stay back here? I know she's a very hardworking girl, manager of a store. What's that?
Sure. We went together.
Good. Good.
She stayed at one hotel, and I stayed at the other, but we were there together.
So you did it the way you usually do it, then?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your tan looks great.
Kind of feels
really
good.
Really looks super. Very, very excellent tan, although it's a superficial tan,
well,
that's for sure,
yeah.
Because
underneath this tan, I'm a very pale person.
Very pale. That's right. Okay, Tom, it's now 7:16. Thank you, and welcome back, Tom. I'm amazed you got in. I thought Anita wouldn't allow that. Here's Billy Joel.
Don't go changing.
Just the way you are, Billy Joel's music. It's 7:19 from Detroit's WXYZ AM 1270. It's 41 degrees. I think that's the, let me see, 40. It's gone down. It is raining out. Is it heavy or light?
It's coming down pretty good.
Okay, it's coming down pretty good. Today, periods of rain, occasional thunderstorms, locally heavy rain with flash floodings possible, and becoming windy with a high in the upper 50s. All right, here we go for the first time this year. At 7:22. Keep on talking to the ball. That's the bird song with Ken Phillips and Louis, Tom, myself, right?
That's right. We're all here.
Did a great job on that, Louis. Really enjoy
Thank
the engineering
you.
In particular. It has a vibrancy to it. And let's hope
sounds
the
good.
Tigers do. Thank you. The Tigers do. Hopefully have a little vibrancy today down at Tiger Stadium. Ticket price increases down there. You know, I think beer's up 10 cents. I think hot dogs are up 10, pop, something like 5. Programs are up a quarter. But they got new chairs at Tiger Stadium this year. They do. Not all over the place, but in many areas. And I understand they're really nice ones, too, from England to Triangle. And so that should be really swell. And of course, if you don't like modern, there's an early American section. I think that's along the third baseline. So you can try that if it's not sold out, which I think it probably is. The bleachers are strictly French provincial, though. Strictly. It's 7:25 WXYZ time. All righty. Thank you. It's Louis just thought of something here regarding Tiger Stadium and the new chairs. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, now, down the third baseline, there'll be a Spanish motif.
Well, that's right. Instead of whatever, we had the information that the third base seats were early American.
Right.
But they'd be Spanish.
Yeah, because of Aurelio.
Aurelio Rodriguez. Sure, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Of course, Aurelio was...